I'm joined by Tony Martinez. Tony is one of the basically promoters for a very special event that is going to have its debut this year. Tony's been in charge of the road races part of the Criterium Bike Racing Weekend in downtown Burlington over the past few years. He's also, again, a principal for what is now called Friday Night Fever, which is not a road race, but it's a closed course, it's like two Criteriums, basically. It's a shorter Criterium race with less, at least it doesn't include Snake Alley. The Snake Alley Criterium will be going on. They have changed the routes, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. But Tony Martinez is joining me. Tony, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
You've got, where was your history? You've got a fairly lengthy history in bicycle racing, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been bike racing since the 80s.
And again, did you bike race? Did you do racing? Did you do racing in Crapo Park before it moved downtown?
I did not do. Wasn't quite old enough.
Okay. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, I've done bike racing announcing since the races in 1980. So when it ended in 2019, it was 40 years of bike race announcing, along with 40 years of every day on Ragbri. So it's been a while since you guys have had bike racing at all in downtown Burlington, and you're going to see a change this year because of the construction on Jefferson Street. But Friday Night Fever is the event. How did you come up with the idea of Friday Night Fever?
You know, we've been doing the road race, and the road race is kind of, I mean, for lack of a better description, it's a logistical headache. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in that. And our attendance, you know, is very weather dependent. It kind of waxes and wanes. And a couple other large events have tried what they call like a twilight crit. The Memorial Weekend races, kind of, since Davenport moved their course, there isn't really a what you'd call a flat and fast race for the weekend. So we decided we would try to have like a twilight crit that has a flat and fast course.
and this one is pretty straightforward. Now, the starting and finish line for this is right at the intersection of 4th Street and High Street. Or in other words, it's the entry to our parking lot for the River Park Place. So it won't be hard for me to find the opening, okay?
Yeah.
But it's going to start now. The Friday Night Fever is 1.024 miles, starts at the intersection of High and 4th, goes up to Mosquito Park, basically makes a left turn, goes two blocks, and comes straight down North 5th Street, straight down all the way to Court Street, and then comes back down. So it's basically a closed loop, but it's going to be the elevation. You're going to be going uphill, and then you'll be coming screaming downhill, and then making a turn. That turn down from Court to get back up to High, that's going to be an interesting one. I hope there's nobody doing it. I hope there's not any sand on the road at that time.
We'll try to make sure it's clean, and there'll be hay bales at the corner there. So it's a
1 mile course. Now the Snake Alley Criterium in the past has been just under a mile, and you're going to expand that on Saturday. But let's talk about Friday Night Fever. The Friday Night Fever you're going to be doing. It's basically a compressed version of Snake Alley Criterium without Snake Alley. Is that right?
Yeah. It's just going to be, you know, like I said, it's going to be a quick loop, no Snake Alley. The whole, you know, we had a, the original course was on Jefferson and Washington. Obviously, due to the construction this year, we had to change the course. And one of the organizers, Newt Colburns, has actually for a long time wanted to run it through residential neighborhoods. So he's kind of finally getting his dream to do that, to give that a shot.
All right. Well, it looks to me like the ideal spot for registration and anything else that's going on in the and organization. I would say it's the entryway and our lobby here at River Park Place. That's what I would recommend anyway. If that's
That's what we're hoping for. Yeah.
And I think it should be, especially since it's going to be in the especially since. Yeah, there's other access points. I'm going to guess that parking, it's going to be interesting for people that work here parking that day. So parking, I'm going to guess, is going to be a matter of parking basically a block or two away, probably, is what I'm going to look at. But that's not the problem, and that's not the issue. Really, in terms of viewing this thing right at that start-finish line, that's going to be a great place to watch it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to have now racing starts at 4. How many races are you going to have in the Friday night event?
In the Friday night event, we haven't got our schedule completely worked out, but we will have a full schedule. So, I mean, there will be other than the juniors races, which we haven't decided if there will be juniors races that day. Most likely there won't.
Okay.
But other than that, we'll probably do most of the adult categories that night. So.
Okay. Now, the next day, the start-finish line is the same, only the race goes the other way and has an interesting jag to it. It goes down, takes one block, starts at the High Street and 4th Street, goes one block to by North Hill Park, then makes a right turn, goes up the hill, then down the hill, and then turns it one block, and then comes right back again to North 4th, straight downhill to Washington, which then takes it directly two blocks up to Snake Alley, and then it should be a great entryway for Snake Alley, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be good. Yeah, we had to put that jog in there, otherwise it'd just be a little too fast. Everybody'd be going a little too fast heading towards Washington Street, and that would be potentially hazardous.
But in terms of viewers and getting and having a great place to watch this, should be ideal for that day, shouldn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. There'll be a lot of good spots to, anyway, to watch the race from.
Okay, it's going to go up Snake Alley, and then it's going to go continue on into up North 6th Street. So it's going to go to the top of the alley, continue going straight up to High Street, then do a jog to the right, then go straight up to, now this is North Street, which I believe takes you as well to, again, so it's basically going to, it's going to come right by the Mosquito Park again, isn't it?
Well, neither race actually goes by Mosquito Park.
Oh, okay.
It's on 4th and 5th.
That's
and
right.
Mosquito's
okay.
One over.
That's true. So. Okay, so it'll be real close to it anyway. But
it will be close.
It'll go. They'll go straight up. They'll go straight up on us. On that'll be on 5th, a couple of blocks over, and then come back down on basically come right straight down, screaming down North 4th Street. So through neighborhoods, it's going to be in neighborhoods, and as you mentioned, you said Newt Colburns, it was his idea getting it through the neighborhoods of the city.
He's you know, in the past he said he had really wanted to try that at some point, and you know, due to the construction this year, he's getting his wish.
But your schedule for the Snake Alley Criterium will be pretty much what it has been in the past. You got to go back. Gee, it's hard to believe 3 years would go back to, but that's what it is. It'll be,
well, it's calendar-wise 3 years, but we've only
missed
2.
Yeah, okay. But yes, exactly. But it'll be 2019 will have been the last time that we had it. But
yes.
Again, but it'll be run pretty much on a very similar schedule, won't it, as to what it was in the past?
Yeah, it'll be very similar to the way it's always been, yeah.
Now, I know you're going to have some citizens races, I know, on that Friday night event. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll have a citizens race on both Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Anyway, Friday night, Fever. Again, everything starts about 4 o'clock. You should be over, looks to me like over before 9. Is that right?
Yeah, it will be. And this year, the citizens race on Saturday is actually going to be dedicated to Randy Wright, the former president of the Bike Burlington Bicycle Club, who unfortunately passed away last summer unexpectedly. So, and he did a lot for the races and the race weekend. So,
right. Well, you're going to hear a lot more about it right here. Again, the Snake Alley Criterium. It's going to be a half a mile longer. The route will be a half mile or a little over half a mile longer than the route has been. But it'll be a very interesting route, and one I'm sure that it'll be fun for people to do the route. I'm looking forward to doing the route a few times because it looks kind of like a neat thing. Of course, I have to stop at the stop signs. They won't have to. Anyway, Tony Martinez, again, we'll have registration for this. When will you have all the registration out for this and ready to go for the riders to sign up?
Registration starts on February 14th on Valentine's Day at noon.
All right. We'll be in touch, and we'll be hopefully helping to get clear some of the way out so you can do the registration and also find a place to make sure that everything it needs to be done to get this thing to work right. Just give me a call and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
Sure thing, Steve.
All right. Take care, Tony.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Friday night, Fever and the Snake Alley Criterium. It is happening, and it'll be happening right by here.